So, are you finding it hard to let go of the mask? Of the many divisions in this country, one has been the anti-maskers versus the mask believers, some of whom are finding it hard to take it off as states drop restrictions. Remember last March when Texas became the first state to end its mask mandate? President Biden was one of many who thought more vaccinations would be needed. He asked for patience.
And the last thing we need is the Neanderthal thinking that in the meantime, everything's fine. Take off your mask. Forget it. It still matters.
Well, no one wants to be a Neanderthal or tall. But there was no spike in COVID-19 cases and deaths in Texas following that reopening. COVID-19 hospitalizations are at the lowest numbers in 11 months. Now, does that mean masks don't matter? No. But it may mean that mandates don't matter. Let's bring in Derek Thompson to explain. He's staff writer at The Atlantic. He visits us every Monday to get us thinking. Hi, Derek.
Hi there.
And as you write, the science is absolute. Masks are effective in preventing the spread of COVID-19. There's analysis and meta-analysis. You write there could have been other things happening in Texas, like hot weather that suppressed COVID. But what is interesting, and probably what is the answer here, is what people did after the mask mandate was dropped. Talk us through.
Sure. Look, I am one of these people who believes that masks absolutely do work. The question, however, is when they are actually doing that work. So, you know, I've said before that, you know, I wear masks when I go inside into crowded places, like a CVS, for example. But I am not as big of a fan of wearing masks outside, where I think it's a little bit more like wearing a seatbelt in a parked car. It is a safety measure that isn't doing that kind of work. So there's this broad question about how exactly masks work. And then there's this question of mask mandates. That's what we're looking right here at the Texas example. Texas lifted this mask mandate. Liberals, including President Joe Biden, predicted that there would be catastrophe. And there just wasn't really. Cases in Texas just plunged the exact same way they plunged in California, the exact same way they plunged in New York and in Virginia, and just about everywhere else where mask mandates were still in effect. So I think this should make us question, in the big picture, how much do we really know about how effective policy is at determining individual behavior? And then second, you know, how do people exactly make up their own minds about how to wear a mask? It doesn't seem to be the case in the case of Texas that the policy impacted people's individual decisions. Liberals kept their masks on in the Texas cities, and in rural places in Texas, they'd already ditched their masks and thrown them in the trash. They remained there firmly ensconced in that garbage.
This is exactly the point. People did what they'd been doing previously. Nothing changed. You know, so if cases were dropping, they were dropping naturally through whatever reasons. People who wore masks still wore masks. People who didn't. What does this tell us about policies,
right,
even CDC guidelines? Yeah.
That's right. So there was this new paper by economists at Bentley University and San Diego State University that inspired this paper. It basically looked at the end of the Texas mask mandate and said, well, okay, what changed? The answer is nothing. Mask wearing didn't change. Employment didn't change. Mobility around the state didn't change. Basically, everyone kept on doing exactly what they kept on doing even after this mask mandate was lifted. The big picture here is that this tells me that the way that people are making up their minds is that they're choosing what to do. They're deciding what to do, not just based on what the government is saying or what the CDC just said yesterday, but based on a sort of complex jambalaya of factors. They're looking at their friends to see what they're doing. They're making up their mind based on, you know, their political orientation. You have liberals throughout the last year being much more careful, being much more cautious during this pandemic than Republicans, according to surveys. And so it's this complex jambalaya that's determining people's behavior, not just this on-off switch that the government controls. That, to me, is the big takeaway from this Texas mask mandate paper.
Yeah. And the one quarrel I'd have with your article, you make it plain that there are other factors besides the partisan political ones. And you do attribute what a lot of people do to partisan politics. But, you know, I don't think that's true of many mask wearers. I think, and I've been asking people myself, many are wearing them still with mandates dropped because they also prevent allergies and colds. You know, I mean, they've gotten used to the mask as sort of just a general prevention.
This is a great point. The fact that politics tends to be very predictive of whether or not someone is wearing a mask doesn't mean that everyone who wears a mask is some robot who is only behaving the way they're behaving because of the box they checked in November. That's not what I'm suggesting. I'm just saying that the gap we see between Republicans and Democrats is large enough that political orientation tends to be the single most predictive thing of masking behavior. Mm-hmm. Now, that's not necessarily going to the case of whether or not people should be wearing masks. It's clear that masks are pretty good for preventing aerosolized diseases like coronavirus, like we think maybe other colds and flus. And it's also the case that a lot of people, especially in, say, the Northeast or the Mid-Atlantic, where you and I live, have found that masks are really effective at blocking allergies. So there's lots of reasons to wear masks, but in terms of what predicts it, it does tend to be political orientation.
Right. Boy, and people who write policy are going to be looking long and hard at this example. You know, maybe people aren't paying as much attention to them as they think. They're doing it on their own. Derek Thompson, staff writer at The Atlantic, thank you.
Thank you.